And now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Think and Sade, written by Paul Reimer. Think and Sade is brought to you by the makers of pure, all-vegetable Crisco. Say, I'll bet many a day when you're racing books, Slim, you thank your lucky stars for Crisco, don't you? Huh? Sure, because, well, there's no reason for low-point meals not being appetizing. Really hearty. By golly, with Crisco, it's no trick at all. Here's an idea, for instance. It's a way to stretch a little meat into a really important main dish. You just cut your meat in small cubes, liver or lamb or anything you happen to have. Dredge with seasoned flour and fry in piping hot Crisco. You just watch how Crisco turns that meat out tempting and nicely brown. Then add a little more flour and stir in some hot milk to make a creamy gravy. Ah, boy, that's a dish that really rates with He-Man appetite. And say, by the way, while you've got your skillet handy, how about Crisco country fried potatoes to round out that meal? Please, the family? Oh, say, I get it missed when Crisco turns each slice of potato a tempting, crispy, golden brown. And say, you know something, Mom? You can forget your qualms about digestion. You bet you can. There's nothing to worry you with Crisco fried foods. They set right with everyone, even the youngsters. Well, Crisco itself is digestible, you see. 9 out of 10 doctors back that up. Tell you what you do, you ask your own doctor. Really, Crisco's pure and all vegetable. Just the finest quality shortening you can use. Yep, with Crisco, everything you cook tastes better, and it's digestible. And now, back to Vic and Say. Well, sir, it's about the middle of the afternoon as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up on the next block, we find Mr. Victor Gook and young Russell. Vic is established at the library table, occupied with a spot of work he's brought home from the office. And Russell is seated himself on Davenport, having just this moment entered his father's presence. The older gentleman regards the younger without enthusiasm, remarking,
Hello.
Hello.
May I be of service to you?
Uh-uh.
You don't propose to tarry, I trust.
I'm not going to bother you.
I agree. I have a batch of extremely tough invoices here. They require my closest attention and deepest concentration. I have neither the time nor inclination for light drawn room crosstalk.
Okay.
Why don't you go outdoors and join your little playfellows?
I don't know where anybody is.
Is it your intention to sit there in the Davenport and stare me out of countenance?
No.
You must excuse my gruff tones and surly attitude, George, but I have to get this junk finished and in the mail by supper time.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'd join you in jolly good fellowship.
Yeah.
You going away?
Stepping over to glance out the window.
Well, make it a noiseless operation, please.
Yeah.
7 times 6 is 42. 8 times 8 is 64. 64 and 42 are 106.
What?
Kindly do not vouchsafe this sentiment. What?
Yeah.
I'm trying to do some figuring.
Mm.
You don't mind?
No.
In case you do mind, I suggest you repair to some other part of the house.
Well, I'm not making any noise, Gov.
Possibly not, but your presence is distracting.
I'll go away in a minute.
Bravo.
Yeah.
2 times 75 is 150. 150 plus 66 is 260. Oh, Sunday, that don't check. 7 times 6 is 42. 8 times 8 is 64. 64 and 42 are 106. 106 plus... Ah, here we are. Now, 2 times 75 is 150. 150 plus 66 is 260. Oh, no, by John. Why do you stare malignantly out the window?
I beg pardon?
What's going on outside?
Am I making noise?
A person trying to make numbers come out even finds himself disturbed by parties in the same room engaged in breathing heavily through their nostrils and allowing their muscles to contract in an agitated manner.
I doubt if I'm doing all that.
Well, what's going on outside?
Heine Call.
Heine Call is going on outside?
The son of a gun's got a rabbit.
Huh?
His uncle gave him a half-wit rabbit for a pet. You ought to come here once and see what he's doing, the big ox.
I'm afraid I must decline.
Heine's putting up signs.
Is he?
Come here and see one.
No, I've
Beware
got...
of the rabbit.
What?
Beware the rabbit. Fierce rabbit on these premises.
Is that what the sign says?
Yeah. Heine called for you, though.
I can understand why you'd become furious.
Fierce rabbit. Who ever heard of a fierce rabbit? There's no such a thing as a fierce rabbit. You appreciate why he's putting up them signs all over the front yard, don't you? Just to advertise his name, Brain Rabbit. He wants to rub it in on everybody he's got a rabbit. And you know the individual in particular he wants to rub it in on? Me. I got no rabbit. By George, one of these days I'm going to pace him up one side of this new sword. He won't forget it.
Look, Dr. Streets, I'm a patient man, but there's a
now
limit.
Now you ought to come see the sign he's sticking in the lawn.
In about 2 seconds.
One of the passers-by. Watch out for the man-eating rabbit. Man-eating rabbit.
All right, Pam.
Man-eating rabbit.
All right, Pam. Mm-hmm. You may leave.
Yeah.
At once.
Okay.
I don't expect to be through with these invoices till quite late in the afternoon. If you have any further occasion to enter the house, I advise you to do so on tiptoe. And under no circumstances will you come into this room. Severe and painful penalties.
I'm going. I won't be back.
Excellent. Goodbye. Mm. And if it is your thought to step across the street and face Heine Call upside the snoot, I strongly advise against it.
Yeah.
If you feel compelled to face Heine upside the snoot, I strongly advise you to escort Heine to some locality remote from your front lawn. I'll be furious and fearsome if I'm bothered by shrieks and howls. You still there?
Yeah.
You heard what I just said?
Yeah.
Well, then we understand each other. Goodbye. Seven times six is 42. Eight times eight is 64. 64 and 42 is 106. Now, twice 75 is... Oh.
Telephone is ringing.
You still out there?
Yeah.
What you doing?
Looking out the dining room window.
Well, come here and answer this thing.
Okay.
I thought you were dismissed.
See how I could disturb anybody standing noiselessly in the dining room.
I'm enjoying a peaceful afternoon of productive labor.
You ought to see the sign Heine Call's putting up now. Warning the passers-by. Insane rabbit.
Will you talk into that machinery?
Mm-hmm. Hello? Yes? Oh, I know she isn't. Just a second. God, when will Mom be home?
I don't even know where she is.
Downtown shopping. Don't you know?
Who's on the phone?
Lady.
What lady?
Well, she never said. She merely...
Look, Roscoe, I'm growing quite weary of this.
Well, heck, I can't help
Finish
it.
With that telephone.
Mm-hmm. Hello? Miss Crook is downtown shopping. Why, generally late in the afternoon. Beg pardon? Yes? Russell. Oh, did you? When I was a baby, huh? Well, I expect if I was young enough to be in a go-kart, I wouldn't remember.
Who's that?
I don't know. I'm 14.
Well, ask her.
Okay. Blue eyes.
Is it Miss Slimer from Dixon?
I don't know. A freshman in high school.
Well, ask her.
What's that name? My mother's in excellent health.
Miss Slimer from Dixon.
Yeah, my father, too. Is this Miss Slimer from Dixon?
Don't tell her I'm home if it is.
Oh, I see. Miss Whitman, huh? I see. Uh-huh. I see. Be glad to tell her you called Miss Whitman. Not at all. Okay. You bet. Goodbye.
Who's Miss Whitman?
Lady from Carberry. A friend of Aunt Bess's. Seen me when I was a baby. She's just in the city between trains. She's
all right, fine. Now you may take your departure.
If I hadn't been around to handy to answer this telephone, you'd have had to answer it and probably been forced to chew the rag 45 minutes.
I think not. I would have politely informed Miss Whitman to... Where are you going?
Glance out the window and see what Heine calls up to now.
No.
I'll go to the dining room then and see what...
You quit the house entirely. Be gone.
Huh?
Gone the luck. I thought I'd be able to finish these.
Not any more unhappy than I am.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Want me to answer that, I suppose.
Answer it and answer it quick.
Huh?
And don't get yourself involved in any long conversation.
Mm-hmm. Hello? Who? I'm afraid I didn't quite catch the name. Kelly? Cully? Collie? Well, spell it once.
Oh, for gosh sake.
Oh, Curly. Nobody around here named Curly, is there?
I don't know. There might be. Let's see. I'm not named Curly. You're not named Curly.
I guess
Mom,
you got the wrong number. What number did you call? Uh-huh. You called the right number all wrong. I mean, you called the wrong number all right. You bet. Not at all. Certainly. Fine. You bet. Certainly. Think nothing of it. Goodbye.
Yes, sir. I have myself in perfect control and am able to speak calmly. Don't be afraid of the expression on my face. Just follow my instructions. First of all, kindly remove that receiver from the hook so the telephone won't ring anymore. And after you send that...
Look, doorbell is ringing. Shall I go answer? Okay.
75 pictures, 42. The time date is 64. 64 and 42 are 106. Twice 75 is 116. Now, 216 plus... No, wait a minute. 216 plus
495...
Doc? Yes?
Miss Biden Willard are here.
Who?
Miss Biden Willard are here to pay a little call.
Really?
They want to sit down and visit with you till Mom gets home from Amazon. They brought some little chocolate cookies and a couple of popcorn balls. And... Wake up! Take it easy. Get a grip on yourself.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. Say, with the appetite that your family's bringing home these days, it sure takes some figuring to make them fit your ration book, doesn't it? But that's where Crisco's a special lifesaver, making your ration point count for good, hearty eating. Why, heck, Crisco can turn the tables on the leanest kind of meat. For instance, you take what Crisco pastry can do. Well, there's nothing skimpy looking about a little bit of meat when it's turned into a meat pie. Potatoes, gravy, and then on top a Crisco pie crust to add that hearty touch. Or look, if you want to skim by with a light main dish, well, how about pie for dessert? A lemon pie, maybe, with a Crisco crust? Oh, that'll fill them up. Oh, I tell you, those Crisco pie crusts are really something special. Tender, flaky, oh, boy. And make a note of this. When it's a Crisco pie crust, the family can enjoy it without a worry about digestions. Nope, never a qualm. When pastry's made with Crisco, it turns out so light and tender that, well, you just know it'll agree with everybody, even the kids. Crisco is digestible itself, you know. You can count on whatever you cook with Crisco setting just right. Pure, all-vegetable Crisco. Yep, that's your tip for every recipe. Everything you cook tastes better, and it's digestible. And don't forget to listen to Vic and Save the next time. This is Ed Roberts saying good day for Crisco. It's digestible.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.